Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
Take it down to the fourth member of our crew, Charles Clinton. Charles?
Billy Sauer has never lost a playoff game at Yost Ice Arena in his career. And he's hoping that he'll have a chance to win the CCHA playoffs this year. Back to you, guys.
Well, Sauer may very well be the catalyst for this Wolverine team. Let's send it back down to Charlie.
Okay, guys, one of the reasons why University of Nebraska is having a hard time scoring is because one of their leading scorers is out. Back to you, guys.
Well, thanks, Charlie. Let's take it back down to Charlie Clinton. Charlie?
Guys, we got a debut today, Eric Elmblad. He's a sophomore defenseman, and he made a nice hip check earlier and got called for a penalty for it. Back to you, guys.
Let's send it back down to Charlie Clinton. Charlie?
Guys, Chad Kolarik is two-thirds of the way to a hat trick. It's the only hat trick of his possibly Hobie season. Back to you, guys.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Search for the Sports Hub. You can get the Twitch app.
That's one of my all-time favorite awkward sports broadcaster moments. I wonder whatever happened to him. I wonder if there's any kind of follow-up, because I know that the Boom Goes the Dynamite guy actually got a decent gig. Because that Boom Goes the Dynamite thing was just this reel that he was doing in his college. I mean, people think that he was actually on television doing that, but it wasn't. So the guy kind of got crapped on for, you know, not really good reason. They thought that that was a professional broadcast. It was just kids practicing, pretty much, college kids doing it. But he ended up getting like a decent gig, and you see it now, and he's well polished, and he's, you know, knows what he's doing. And but he's will always be the Boom Goes the Dynamite guy.
All right, let's get down to business. All right, so yesterday, Rich, John, Bird, Joe Murray and Nick,
yes,
with an invitation to Mike Lockhart.
Yep,
all went to the Bruins game.
Yep.
Now you did not tell Dan and I that this was going on at all.
I talked about it on the air.
No, you said you were taking Nick.
No,
you said you were taking Nick. You did not tell us. John, did he ever say on the air he was taking you guys?
Not to my, I don't remember.
Okay,
you doing
Nick,
that.
Did he ever say he was taking anyone but you? No. Dan, did he ever say on the air that he was taking anyone but Nick?
I honestly thought you were just taking Nick to the game, because then we talked about what's coming up tomorrow night at the Garden. You were like, oh, I'm going out twice, but I'm going to the Bruins game with Nick on Tuesday.
No, I thought it was Joe Murray when you were talking about how, like, it's like you guys don't ever hang out. And I was like, well, we're going to the Bruins game.
No, you never told us that you were going to the Bruins game. You
Why
never
do
did.
I need to tell you I'm going to the Bruins game?
If you bring the show?
I'm not bringing the show. I got 10 tickets. I was doing something for work.
Yeah, but no, but why wouldn't you just mention, if we all work together, hey, I'm taking the guys to the game?
Why do I need to tell you that we're going to the game?
Because it's an incredibly passive-aggressive move. We all work together.
Why is it passive-aggressive? I'm doing an endorsement for the TD Garden. They said, okay, well, here's 10 tickets. Give them to who you want.
Why wouldn't it?
Why do I have to tell you?
But if you give them to everyone on the show.
I didn't give them to everyone on the show.
Except for Dan and I.
That's because I had 10 tickets.
Okay, but why wouldn't you say anything to us?
Why would I need to? I didn't have tickets for you.
Do you think it's odd, John, that he didn't tell us?
I thought it was a whole show outing, Rich. I did.
No, it was 10 tickets they gave me.
So
why would I tell you if I didn't have tickets for you?
Because you're taking everyone that we work with.
I didn't take everyone.
You took 90% of the show.
That's not 90%. I took the people I had 10 tickets for, and it was through the station. The TD Garden, I didn't buy them. They gave them
to me. No, I know exactly, which is another thing, is that you didn't buy the tickets.
That's right.
Don't you think it's odd that he didn't tell
Dan? Why are you
Dan
so upset that I didn't tell you that I was going
because
to the game?
Because it's weird and passive-aggressive.
How is it passive-aggressive?
Because it just seems like if everyone works together and we're all a show and you invite whatever percentage of the show, you invite 6 out of 8 guys to a game, that you would at least just go, yeah, like we're all going out to the game. And just, I had 10 tickets and we're all going out.
Well, I did mention it on the air once, but that's not, it doesn't matter.
You didn't mention that you were taking
the show.
This
is really weird. Why are you so upset about this?
Because I think it's weird.
Would you have gone if I would have asked you, even though I didn't have a ticket for you?
Well, why didn't you have a ticket for me?
Because they gave me 10.
Okay, so why am I not one of the 10?
Because you wouldn't have gone.
How do you know?
Why would I have given you a ticket when I could give it to Nick?
I don't know, but I just think it's odd that you just don't even mention it, that we're all just...
Boy, this is weird.
I think it's weird.
Why are you coming down on me?
It's completely passive-aggressive, and what you do is, oh, you guys don't need to know, I'm taking the show. If you were taking salespeople or you were taking anyone, it would be different, but the fact that you're taking the show... We sat in a meeting, because you obviously were having a meeting with management that concerned me that we never talked about.
But you left.
I left.
They took
me right. You could have called me.
Fred, they took me in there and you knew exactly what it was about.
Yes, and you never even talked to me about how the conversation went.
Okay, why would I need to do that?
Because it's me. And we're a partnership. Curtis, go ahead.
Rich, you are way out of line here. You only had 10 tickets, so you couldn't have given them. I mean, I don't know, maybe draw the names out of a hat or at least tell them, hey, I only got 10. I'm bringing these guys. I don't got the other two for you and Dan, whatever the case is. But you,
Fred, wouldn't have gone.
You don't know that.
You would not have gone. You would not have gone.
That's a bull. That's a crap excuse.
It is. What you were trying to do is win the favor of the show.
That's not the truth.
And then it was
true.
Like a little sneaky thing that you were doing.
I didn't pay for anything.
I know.
They gave me 10
tickets. I understand
that. So I gave them to Nick.
So we sat in that meeting. And everyone was befuddled.
What meeting?
The meeting after the show.
Okay, and immediately when I walked out, RGM told me to go into our office, and when I came back out, you had left.
No, we had all left.
Yes.
Yeah, because, and then we had this conversation. Yeah, because I'm not going to sit around a half an hour waiting for you. And so especially since I know I'm not going to get any information from you, because you're going to keep all that quiet, because even though I'm directly involved with what you were talking about, but of course, it's too much.
You didn't call me.
I talked to you outside. I had a conversation with you right outside. I told you everything.
If this was so important, why didn't you call me after the show?
Because it's obviously not something you wanted to talk about.
Well, I mean, I can't win for losing here. I get 10 tickets for something for work.
Yeah,
for work.
For work. Why wouldn't you just go, hey? And then you put up a thing at Guy Fieri's restaurant, like, yes. Hey, Fred, sorry we went to Guy Fieri's.
Yes, which, by the way, if you're butthurt about that, that's on you. Because how many times in meetings have I told Fred that Guy Fieri's people reached out and they wanted to do something and Fred blew it off? Is that true, John?
That is true.
I can't just go any Friday.
Yeah, they treated us very well. They're very big fans of the show. That was very obvious.
I have said it multiple times, Fred. They've reached
out. That's
fine. So if you're butthurt about that.
I'm not butthurt about that. I am. I think it's exceptionally odd. And by the way, they won't tell you, but everyone sat in that room and said, why the hell were you invited?
Would you have gone?
I don't know if I would have gone.
You wouldn't have gone.
How do you know?
Because you didn't go to Joe Murray's thing when you were invited.
I wasn't invited to Joe Murray's thing.
Well, you said you wouldn't have gone.
I wasn't. But Joe Murray's thing was all I wanted. Joe Murray's thing was with people from the station. It wasn't.
It was
almost
the
whole show. It was with people from the station. It wasn't the show. Go ahead, Manny.
Good morning, Fred. Fred, I see a pattern forming here. First, it was Murray who didn't like invite you, and now it's Rich.
The Murray thing was a joke.
Fred, I mean, Fred, seriously, it just might, I don't know, maybe it's, I don't know, gotta look for some different friends or something, I guess, but.
Well, no, it's not even, it's not, well, we're obviously not friends. I mean, that's number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dan, did you think it was weird he didn't tell us?
I did think it was weird because everybody else started talking about it. I was like, I don't remember getting invited. And the only other weird thing I will say about this is the guest that everybody brought with them. So there was, you know, sort of John went with his wife, Nick brought his girlfriend, Bird brought, you know, so it's like, all right, if there was enough tickets and it was a show outing or everybody from the show, I had a salesperson say to me yesterday in the hallway, they're like, I'll see you at the game tonight. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, sales assumed that we were invited.
What are you talking about?
No, they didn't.
They did. Bird. Oh. Did sales say something to you about us all being invited?
I went in the kitchen yesterday and one of the salesmen said something to me about that. Yes.
That the whole show was invited.
Okay, because I told him I was probably going to bring some people from the show. I said, I'll give the tickets to some of the people from the show.
Yeah, so the salespeople were under the assumption.
You are so butthurt about you. This is unbelievable. I don't understand why. Like, you're legitimately upset that I didn't ask you to go to the game.
No, I'm legitimately upset that you didn't tell Dan and I.
Why would you need to know?
Because you're bringing our staff.
I'm not bringing the entire show.
Okay, you brought the entire show.
Three people from the show did not go.
You invited.
There are seven people on the show.
You invited Mike.
Three did not go.
But you invited. Fine.
And he did not go.
Yeah, but you invited him.
Okay, I did.
Yeah, and you didn't invite Dan and I, nor tell us
because
that you were doing this.
Because I had 10 tickets.
Why did you not mention that you were doing this?
We talked about it on the air. I said I was going to the Bruins game.
Yeah, you said you were going to the Bruins game. You didn't say
and
you were bringing
everyone.
And why
would I need to mention on the air what I'm doing?
I don't care if you did on the air. You could have just said, yeah.
This is weird, dude. This is really weird. I don't understand why you're so upset.
You did it. Oh, I'm upset.
Okay, what would you have done with the 10 tickets?
I would have, if I was taking these guys, I would have said, hey, Rich, I'm taking the show to the game.
I didn't even know if I was going to be sitting with them.
I don't care. I would have said, hey, I'm taking the show to the game.
This is literally a thing I had to do for work. I had to do this
for
work.
I understand. That's
fine. This isn't a fun outing I was doing. It was something I got paid to do.
Fine, but you could have just said, hey, I'm taking the show to work.
Why? Why do you need to know that? And it's not the show. I'm not taking the show to work.
Okay, you took most of the show to work.
I had a couple extra tickets.
You didn't have a couple. You had 9 extra tickets.
This is really weird.
You can think it's weird, but I think you're weird. And I often have. I mean, you're a weird guy. You know it. It's just weird. The whole thing. I mean, we sat in that room going, what the hell is going on?
Who sat in the room? Going, what?
John, Bird, Dan, Nick.
And the answer is, I had 10 tickets, and I gave them away as soon as I got them.
And you didn't mention to us that you were taking the show.
Now we're going in circles.
If I took the show minus you and Rich somewhere and didn't mention it, would you think it's odd?
I would, and I Rich, we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but I thought it was a little strange that Fred and Dan were not there.
Okay, I had 10 tickets.
I understand that.
So does that answer the question as to why they weren't there?
And how come Mike was invited?
Because he was invited to the show, and when he couldn't go, I asked Joe because he had done us a solid the day before or the week before, and he didn't show up.
Well, he gets paid, but that's not here or there. If you want to invite, you can invite anyone you want, but just the idea you didn't
When
tell
Mike
us.
Couldn't go, I asked Joe. I said, hey, Joe, I got some extra tickets. He had done us a solid the week before, and I'm like, all right, he could do it.
I don't care that you invited them. I care that you didn't tell me.
Oh, my God. So what else do I need to tell you? Give me a list.
What happened
things.
In the meeting yesterday?
I don't know. What happened there? You know exactly what happened.
No, I don't know what you said. Okay. I don't know how it ended.
They talked to me about the new program director.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for calling me. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, how are we doing, guys?
Hey.
Hello.
Historically, it's been proven that, Fred, you don't like to even drive around. So please stop being a bitch, because he doesn't need to tell you.
Okay.
I mean, you're not even going to a party, a pub, at a table, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't understand a word you're saying. I didn't go where?
You don't like to go out, period. You don't like to drive around. You don't like to go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't like to go. I never leave the house. I never
This
go
is
out.
Like middle school girl stuff.
Okay, then I'm a middle school girl. I think you're a prick, and I think that was a completely passive-aggressive move. I mean, I really think
the
it was a
prick move.
The
fact that you can make something like this about you is unbelievable.
Well, I'm making it about me, and I don't think that I'm the only one who thinks that. I think it's really weird, and if you want to turn it into being I'm selfish and this and that and I'm weird, that's fine. I'm letting you know how I feel. I think it was a really crappy thing not to tell Dan and I. I mean, you brought the entire...
I did not bring the entire
You
show.
Brought everyone but Dan and I. And you asked... Okay, you asked everybody on the show but Dan and I.
Yep. There's 7 of us. I had 5. I asked 5 people because I had 10 tickets. That's it.
Yeah, so you asked everyone on the show but Dan and I.
Yes. because that's all the tickets I had.
Right, and you did, and you didn't find it necessary to just go.
And
hey,
you
guys,
would not have gone.
Hey guys, I would go to Bruins games all the time.
You bitch constantly about not going out, not wanting to do it, and you had something last night too. You were talking.
I didn't
about.
Know I
gone.
Had that till Sunday night. Right. I didn't know I had that until Sunday at 8 o'clock.
And you know what? If I have a choice between giving free tickets that I got to either you or Bird or Nick, it's going to Bird or Nick every time.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. I just don't know why you wouldn't say, hey, Fred, I'm taking the show out.
I'm not taking the show out. I had 10 tickets that the station gave me because I was paid to go.
Say, Fred, I'm taking most of the show out.
Why do I need to tell you everything?
You don't have to tell
me
anything. Hey,
Fred, guess what? I'm going to Tool on Thursday, and a lot of people from the show are going.
Okay.
Dan's going. Bird is going.
Are you providing them with
Nick
all the
is
tickets?
Going. I am.
Okay, so yeah, now it's good to know. Okay, you're taking the show.
Would you like me to tell you everything else that I'm doing with every person on the show? Do you want to know that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, after we go to our big dinner, which, by the way, I know you pay for half of it. We are going afterwards to go to a club. We're going to have a good time there. That's something else that we are going to be doing.
I knew
that. And if I get any more free tickets to things, I always give them to either Bird, Nick.
I don't. Yeah, but it's when it's a collective of people.
Oh, Jesus. This is you are really acting like a middle school girl right now.
Then I'm a middle school girl. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I just think it's really weird and it was
you
a prick move.
Wouldn't have gone, and I would never give a free ticket to you over Nick or Bird.
I didn't
ever.
Say you should. I just said
you
should
can afford
told us.
To go to any Bruins game that you want.
I know I can, and I don't, but I did not. I think that it would have been a normal thing to just tell Dan and I, like, hey, I'm taking the guys to the game.
Well, I am not going to give you every single thing on my itinerary that I'm doing with anyone on the show.
Well, no, but it's
that is
when it's the vast majority
ridiculous.
Of the show, I think that that's not ridiculous. I really don't. And if you do, that's fine. I mean, then we have a difference of opinion. I won't expect it. I just, it was an odd thing. Now I know that you'll make plans with the entire show, and then you'll just
not, the entire
not tell
show.
Me.
It's 10 tickets that the station gave us.
Okay, you asked 1, 2, 3, 4 people out of 6 to go. So there you go. I apologize that you didn't ask literally the entire show. You asked the vast majority of the show. So that's all. I mean, you can think what you want of me, and I think what I want of you. And you know what? I have no expectations. You're a very secretive person. I mean, is he a secretive person?
At times, yes.
Okay, so
at times
I don't expect.
There are times where he's not. However,
I know there's. Listen, everyone's is different, and I know now not to expect that, and it's fine. Okay, I don't think it's funny. You do. I mean, it pissed me off. I mean, I can get over it, but no, I mean, do whatever you want.
We had a great time, though. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, you're welcome. It was good. Those trash can nachos, pretty
they
good.
They rolled at the end. They did.
Yeah.
Great game. We left just in time. We didn't have to watch the comeback. It was great.
They lifted up all 5 trash can nachos
at once.
At the same time.
That's right. I got a video of it just to make sure that everyone understood.
Yeah. All right. Well, what do we have coming up, Rich?
Well, the Bruins, I can't believe they lost that game. That is,
it is tough to do.
I mean, it's not game 7 of last year.
No, but it's impressive.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
All right. We will get to that. It was indeed a bad time at the Garden last night. We'll be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports, 98.5.
Alexa. Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
Last night. 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. I have my son's shoes on, it turns out, so that's fantastic. Way to go, Stephanie, getting the same brand for the two of us. All right, Rich, bad times at the Garden last night.
I can't believe they lost that game.
McAvoy gets the signal and scoops up the puck. Waltzes to the far circle, now to the slot. Shoots Montembeau, a stick save, and Florida with a 5-4 shootout come-from-behind victory over the Boston Bruins here at TD Garden tonight.
The Bruins were steamrolling. Up 4-0 after the second period, it looked like the perfect bounce-back game for a team that had just lost 3 in a row. And then, disaster.
Coming ahead is Barkov. Center circle curling around to check is Malgin. High slot, Huberdeau, left of the net, Barkov. Cuts in, backhand, rest the save, rebound, they score! Yandel scooped it up, fired it top shelf, and the Panthers have come all the way back to tie the Bruins at 4.
In a matter of minutes, the Bruins not only gave up 4 quick goals to allow the Panthers to tie things up, but they lose in a shootout because that's what the Bruins do, lose in shootouts. 5-4 the final score, and just when you had hoped your eyes could no longer see the disaster on the ice in front of you, your wish was magically granted.
In the slot, Dadonov shot, Rask the save, rebound, Hoffman, the lights go out here in the building. Now they're back on as the whistle blew.
Oh, shades of the old Boston Garden here. Except it took a lot longer for them to come back on.
That was weird. For a period of about 2 seconds, the light went out at the Garden. Just an all-around bad showing for a Bruins team that has been desperate for a win. Here is Bruce Cassidy afterwards.
We took a lot of marginal penalties tonight. We didn't kill them. Same, you know, Detroit, we had those issues. You know, not great penalties we took. Guys throwing pucks into the middle of the ice. So we're going to have to sit down and address the penalty kill in those situations, how we broke down and get better in that area.
Did you get to watch the game last night, Fred?
I watched I got to see the third period, which I was passively watching until Florida started going insane. And then I saw obviously the rest of the game. I would like it if the Bruins didn't shoot more. I don't know if you guys saw the third period, but they gave up more shots. And we'll have Jaffe on. This is Jaffe's huge pet peeve. They had 3-on-1s, 3-on-2s, and they're in front of the net, and they're in front of the net, and they're passing through traffic. It was just excruciating to watch offensively. They had 100 opportunities to win that game.
They
yesterday.
Get too cute, is what you're saying.
They get too cute. Too cute's an understatement.
Yeah.
Too cute is sitting at the dot and, you know, giving up a slap shot and not waiting for the rebound. No, this is I'm at the net. I have a 1-on-1 at the net and I'm going to try to pass it to the other side. It was very frustrating to watch.
There is also the reason I was asking if you watched it because I don't remember if it was in the first or second period, but Grizzlick completely nailed a guy into the boards. Like face first. And I don't know. Was it Boyle? Okay. I didn't see the replay on TV, but I saw it happen live. And I'm like, that had to have been a blatant missed call.
Yeah, he hit him from behind, right in front of us at our end.
Snap neck first right into the boards. Yeah. When they re-showed it on television, was that as blatant as it looked?
It looked bad.
I mean, it looked awful. And I don't know how you missed that. He laid on the ice for like a good 20 seconds. So, I mean, they were out of control in a lot of different places last night. But Tuukka Rask was asked about the lights going out at the Garden yesterday.
What did you think when the lights went out there?
That should have happened to Game 7 of the Finals, I guess. That's never happened. You know, game of first times today, I guess, but it was weird.
Maybe I'm being picky and the wound is still fresh, but jokes about Game 7 hit me like a kick to the nuts. I'm not quite down with Tuukka Rask chuckling about that. Didn't feel too good.
That was just a game that for a Game 7, just was time passing.
Yep.
It never seemed like anything of any importance. It just went away.
So this is an issue. Right now they've lost 4 in a row after it's funny, we were saying that, you know, maybe some of the teams they're going up against weren't great teams. We're like, it doesn't matter, beginning of the season, you rack up those points as you can because you have situations like this where 4 in a row you just look like utter garbage. What a bad, bad, bad loss. Next up, the Bruins head to Toronto Friday night, try to right the ship against the Maple Leafs. course, you can hear that right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hopefully, DeBrusque will be back by then. Do we know what his status is?
Well, he's still hurt because he can't do the show today.
Yeah, he was usually supposed to be on. But
good news is Toronto's hurting as well. They got Tavares back, but they lost Marner for a month. So maybe that helps the Bruins.
It doesn't really seem to. I mean, you played the Red Wings and lost.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm just trying to find some things here. It's been ugly this last week.
Yeah,
that Detroit game, they completely lost control in the middle of it. And that was last Friday. They completely lost themselves in the middle of it. Marchand was taking bad penalties. I mean, wildly undisciplined. And then last night, I saw a little bit of it. It was in the third period. It was just a bus crash. It was awful.
Breakaways on both sides. Marchand had a breakaway. Couldn't put it away. He got his own rebound. He couldn't settle the puck. There was a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, no, you have to shoot the puck. And I keep going back to it. When you're having trouble, and the old Bruins coach Brian Sutter says, you throw the puck at the net and you go there.
And it wasn't even like that. It was that they had the puck at the net and they wouldn't shoot. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Oh, there is an explosive new article, allegations about the Astros cheating the year they won the World Series. This is pretty fascinating because somebody did some deep digging, and not only do they have first-hand account witnesses of them cheating, but also we have evidence, and we'll play some of that.
Oh, well, here are the headlines.
98.5, The Sports Hub. Toucher and Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Nap. This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now. Focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score a pair of vouchers for Warren Miller's Timeless film presented by Volkswagen and be qualified to win a trip for two to Sugar Bush. Warren Miller's Timeless in the Boston area now through December 15th. For tickets and tour info, visit warrenmiller.com.
The Astros are in the middle of some explosive allegations brought by The Athletic that the team cheated during their 2017 season, the same year that they won the World Series. Former Houston pitcher Mike Fiers said in an article that was, I love how he went on the record with this, posted in that Athletic article that he personally witnessed Astros players going above and beyond to steal signs from opposing teams back in 2017. So The Athletic talked to a bunch of people and they cited multiple sources, and they reported that Houston used an outfield camera to record other teams' catchers and watch the video of the footage in the clubhouse hallway. So there was a hall that was between the actual dugout and the clubhouse itself, just right where you see them walk down the little alley there and take a right. And right there, there was a television monitor. And when the team would see on the monitor a certain call for a pitch, say a cutter, they would signal to batters using a loud banging noise, sometimes hitting a trash can with a bat. So there's this guy online who did some digging, and the cheating is blatant. Listen to this.
Fastball, no bang at all. Takes it. Next pitch. There's the changeup. Bang, bang, takes it. There was the off-speed. Now it's like, wait, what? What's going on here? Now look, fastball outside. So quick, two signs. Geared up for the fastball, fouls it off. Next pitch, change up. Bang, bang.
And right there, you could hear it. Somebody knocking on something. And I guess now more and more videos are coming out for these home games with the Astros where you knew when a changeup was coming, and that was when the bang, bang. There's also videos of some of the catchers catching on to this and then having a meeting at the mound, and after that, doing everything they could. So it's like, I guess that some of the way this all started, according to the Athletic article, is they didn't name the player, but there was a player who was having a hard time at the plate who came from another organization that did something similar to this. And so he started speaking with the catcher and the pitching coach, and they devised this method. Now, this is something, it's a part of a bigger problem. And all over the Major League Baseball, things like this are happening. But I guess that as blatant as it was, it didn't get more blatant than this. The Red Sox got in trouble, I know, in 2000. I think that same year when they had the Apple Watch.
Yeah, Farrell had the Apple Watch on, yeah.
And he got all indignant to the press and everything. And apparently this had been brought up, too, to the Astros. And they were like, there was suspicions that there was sign stealing at the time. And, of course, they were very indignant, and they mocked it and joked about it.
Is there was there ever more than 2 pounds? Because like if someone had a slider, like imagine like a knuckle curve, you're like gonna like
it's like Morse code.
You get to a point
where it gets hard to do.
Like how many was
just
that?
Just run out of time.
I don't understand. So
I think it might have just been any call other than like a fastball. Like you're gonna get the knock.
That actually seems fair.
Yeah.
I mean anything that's off speed.
If you don't hear the knock, swing away.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I that seems to be as basic as it was. And think about that sound traveling. Like, that's all the way from that hallway onto the field. And there was also a question as to whether or not they used it during the World Series. But the suspicion is that a World Series game would be way too loud for you to be able to hear it.
Yep.
And I don't even think that they won at home that year. I think that they played the Dodgers, right? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
I think they won at Dodgers Stadium. So at least during that game, it couldn't have been used.
No, but even if you're the best sign stealer, you ultimately have to go out and pitch. You have to go out and field. I mean, there are other aspects to the game, but are we supposed to be upset about this? It happens across the league. Houston's just better at it, or they were better at it than everyone else that year. I mean,
it's been going on since the beginning of baseball.
Yeah, that was the whole thing when the Red Sox got caught. I mean, what's the spirit of the game? I mean, everyone tries to steal signs. If you're facing a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, you really have to hope you know when the off-speed is coming because you don't have time to get ready for a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. So good for the Houston Astros. They did it better than anyone else that year, and they won. And, oh, by the way, it wasn't just sign-stealing. They have fabulous players.
Right.
George Springer was the World Series MVP for a reason.
Yeah, it wasn't like if you trotted out, the Tigers that year.
Yeah,
they would have won the World Series.
You have a World Series MVP leading off, and you have an American League MVP hitting second in Altuve. I mean, they were good. They had good pitching. They were good.
Are they the ones that hacked into another?
No, the Cardinals hacked into their system.
Oh, yes, that's what right. It was. Yep. That's right. Cardinals into the Astros.
Right.
But
the funny story about that is that there was a guy from the Cardinals organization that he used the term like password, the password to get into their like whole system
was password.
Yeah, it was like something ridiculous, like Astros number one.
It's the code an idiot would put on his luggage. It's like Spaceballs.
Nice.
Yeah. It was this. I can look it up, but it was this ridiculously easy password to put in. So it was kind of on the Astros there, too.
Yeah, that is not a very technical way of doing it. I'm surprised they weren't busted earlier than that. I mean, that is, listen to this one more time. Listen to just how loud this is, and how do you not pick up on it?
Fastball, no bang at all. Takes it. Next pitch. There's the changeup. Bang, bang, takes it. There was the off-speed. Now, it's like, wait, what? What's going on here? Now look, fastball outside. So quick, two signs. Geared up for the fastball, fouls it off. Next pitch, change up. Bang, bang.
Yeah, that's blatant, man.
And that's not going to stop. Because Houston got outed doesn't mean this practice is going to stop.
No.
It's just other people are going to have to figure out another way of doing it. Apple Watches and banging trash cans are now out.
How did they use the Apple Watch? I never figured that out. Like, how did they use the Apple Watch to help with the signal stealing?
Like, in real time, right? Maybe they had
I don't know, but maybe they had a guy with like streaming the
guy in center field communicated. The theory was he communicated with Farrell via the Apple Watch, and somehow he notified the hitter. That's an awful lot to do.
It's a long time
because you can't. I don't think you can live stream on a watch. I don't believe they have that technology yet, and you certainly aren't going to be able to text somebody in time to be able to get that signal out there.
Yeah, and the time it takes between when the signal is put down and the actual pitch happens is what, 3 seconds?
Yeah. I mean, I never figured out why, and I just know that you're not supposed to have any kind of electronic device in the dugout, but I don't know why the Red Sox got in so much trouble specifically because of this Apple Watch. Because I know there's guys all the time who have like cell phones in there, and they get busted using their cell phone.
There's guys like tweeting in the dugout. Yeah, I mean it's a little ridiculous.
All right, hang on. Nick just told me something. You said that there's a walkie-talkie feature on your Apple Watch. Now that is interesting. Okay, that makes sense. If that's the case, then that does make sense.
All right, Rich, what is coming up?
An ex-member of the Patriots talking trash on the Patriots, and we'll also get to Colin Kaepernick finally gets his shot.
All right, we will be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Up. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of vouchers for Warren Miller's Timeless film presented by Volkswagen. Be qualified to win a trip for two to Sugar Bush. Warren Miller's Timeless in Boston, in the Boston area right now. Through December 15th. For tickets and tour info, visit warrenmiller.com.
Well, the time and date had been floating around for a while, but it's now official. The Week 16 Bills at Patriots game will be played Saturday, December 21st at 4:30 p.m. I love a Saturday afternoon game.
I agree.
Here, if you're going to go to that game, just make it a night. Head to the game and... Is that the night Rat's playing at the old Toby Keith's fighting chance?
No, Six string.
Have you watched any of the Rat?
No, but I've reached out. And so they're playing on a Monday because, of course, they are. If they come into town Sunday, which they may, because I think this is the first night of their East Coast put them out of business tour.
That's right.
Where they put into paying, bars pay too much money for the amount of money they're going to make when Rat shows up. Then there's a chance we might get Stephen Piercy in studio.
Oh, good luck.
It's a small, small chance. But trust me, people behind the scenes are working to make this happen. They said, would you like a phoner? I'm like, I have a feeling that might be a disaster.
No. You don't want a phoner. You want to have to make him get up and come in.
That would be true. Or,
I don't know necessarily if he'd be getting up.
Do you think the mega tour bus would be able to fit in our parking lot, Fred?
If you're Stephen Piercy, you're obviously not traveling in a van. But I wonder what kind of accommodations do you dare to break even?
Okay, so when I did that thing with Vince Neil, and Vince Neil's way bigger than Stephen Piercy of Rat.
Yeah, I mean they've made millions and millions.
He had two big tour buses, so I mean you would think maybe they'd be able to have one tour bus for the band.
Yes. Maybe not a new one.
Yeah, right. But, maybe like the one that somebody cooked meth in.
Yeah, it's the Breaking Bad bus.
The Breaking Bad bus?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Yeah, but that
That's another biography I read that was fantastic.
I bet it was. Yeah, that I would like to hear. Rat, probably one of the more underrated bands of that era.
They have about five great songs.
That's true. And they are excellent. So that game, Saturday, December 21st at 4:30. That should be a good game as well. And Josh Gordon, no longer obviously a member with the Patriots, put on the IR, wink, wink, and then picked up by Seattle. And he had a pretty good game this past week, or Monday night rather, with the 49ers. I think he had two catches, but they were big. One was like for a big first down.
He was targeted twice and made two both catches.
Yeah, so I mean, he did what he needed to do in his first game. So Josh Gordon was on the John Clayton show. This is interesting to me because Josh Gordon, I don't think, did any interviews when he was a Patriot.
No, he did. They had, no, I mean, like post-game stuff after games,
no,
they brought him out there.
But there was no one with the power of Clayton.
No, that's true.
To seduce you into coming onto his show.
He was pretty well spoken when he did post game stuff when he was here.
That's not the point, but he didn't, like Rich is saying, he didn't do
like a one-on-one interview with somebody. And you got to think, if there's a guy that you'd love to have a sit-down interview with,
right?
It's Josh Gordon. My goodness, Ben Volen went down to try to look for him working out.
One of the great articles of all time. And we couldn't find him.
Wrote his stories and, hey, I went to the gym where I thought he might be.
I saw a picture of him on the wall.
Here's 1,000 words about it.
Yeah, at that point, you got maybe it's just to justify the plane ticket.
It must have been, but he sat down with John Clayton and had this to say. Is this a little bit of a slight towards the Patriots?
How did you feel when we found out that Seattle claimed you?
I was happy. I was extremely happy. You know what I mean? Like, this is one of those dream landing destinations, I think, for anybody in free agency or wherever you're at. You know, you know Coach Carroll, you know the culture, you know the guys that win here, the environment. If you want to compete and you love football, one of the best organizations to come play at.
Was also pretty good as a wide receiver who started in Cleveland and went through how many quarterbacks to go from Brady to Russell Wilson? I mean, how's that for kind of fixing life?
Seems like this towards this part of my career, I'm trending upwards as far as it goes. You know, all-star quarterback, so I've been extremely fortunate on this end of my career as opposed to the beginning, unfortunately.
A little bit of a shot, but he's kind of right. No, if you look at stats,
he's right. I'd much rather play for Russell. I mean, I don't know much, but I'd rather play with Russell Wilson than I would with Tom Brady.
Well, the only reason I wouldn't is that you have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl with Tom Brady than Russell Wilson. But Russell Wilson is a better quarterback right now, I don't think you can disagree with that. Statistically, he's been playing better this year.
Seattle's got a chance, and but that set Hurley off. Hurley did not like that. Hurley did not like a lot of things.
Yeah.
Here's how great Hurley is and how obsessed he is that I follow him on Twitter, and he goes, he's like, oh, everyone's bitching that Tom doesn't throw to young receivers. And then he circles, and it's Welker, and one year it was Moss.
I saw that.
But it's like a stat I don't understand. It wasn't like receptions or anything. It was like some stat, whatever, but he had thrown to those, and he goes, oh, and then he just puts a bunch of Lombardi trophies underneath it.
It's fantastic.
I think he had heard the 2-6 show saying that Bray doesn't throw to young receivers, and then he came out with that, all the Gronk stuff and all of the Welker and all that, and I think he was just very upset. Fist in the air.
He did not like
I did
that.
Not see the Lombardi trophies.
Oh, no, underneath.
That nails the point home a little bit more.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Colin Kaepernick plans to audition for NFL teams on Saturday in a private workout arranged by the league.
That seems like it's got, like, litigiousness all over it. That seems like something
to
avoid a lawsuit.
This didn't just materialize out of nowhere. And the fact that they didn't let him know until Tuesday before the Saturday, you know, it's just, okay, fine. To get you off our back, here's a workout. We're not going to tell you ahead of time. You're not going to get any time to prepare. And it's going to happen late in the season when everyone is traveling to different destinations.
Well, to that I say, good. Let him work out. I want every team to show up. I want everyone to watch him do his thing. Because if he ends up getting picked for a team, great. Awesome. If he's worth it and someone deems it awesome. But if he's not, then can we move on?
But this is it. You're not going to get a chance to move on because this really isn't a fair workout. They could have done this anytime.
Although
they could have done this earlier in the season when he has more of a chance to catch on. Whatever team he joins, he's not going to play for. We're late in the season here. I mean, if a team really needs him to play, they're not going to be any good. And he's not going to be any good. He's rusty.
Did you think he was going to start somewhere?
No. What I'm saying is
they're looking for backups.
I understand that, but this is not a fair shot. It's not.
And the NFL knows this.
Why does he deserve a fair shot right now?
He doesn't necessarily deserve
anything. Back then,
anything.
He did. Right now, right. When you've been out of the league for 3 years, why does he and he got paid by the NFL.
He doesn't deserve
a fair shot
now? He's the brand manager for Nike. He's done pretty well for himself since he's been out of the league. All I'm saying is the NFL is doing this because they have to.
Yeah,
This is not fair and just by any means. If you were really going to give him a fair shot, you would say, okay, 1 month from today, we're going to give you a chance to work out. That'll give you this. You can be as good as you can possibly be and then go work out for teams. And if you can't do it, you can't do it. And that would officially put an end to it. By doing it like this, you're not giving him a fair chance. He can cry that you're not giving him a fair chance. He said, why not do it on Tuesday when everyone can come and visit? All NFL teams are off on Tuesday. Everyone can travel to Atlanta and see me.
They have scouts.
Saturdays, it's not the same.
And he's going to... I think this makes
your
it worse.
Have a chance to watch.
Take the name Colin Kaepernick away from it. If you heard that there was a workout for a guy that hadn't played in the league for 3 years,
yeah.
Do you think that anyone would be complaining that it was done on a Monday? No, what you'd be saying is, well, that's pretty cool that this guy's getting a chance.
Well, I would say that teams would bring him in for individual workouts.
And most workouts, when teams bring you in, happen on Tuesday because players are off on Tuesday. If the NFL really thought about it and wanted this to go away, they would have given Kaepernick however much time it takes for him to prepare for something like this.
Or you would have gone, all right, just like you have to do Hard Knocks, you would have said, like, all right, can you work out Kaepernick?
How great would
can
it
you
be?
Do me a favor.
How unbelievable would it be if he came back and somehow, like, you know, got to the team and he ended up starting because someone got injured and lit it up.
Oh.
And now you have a ton of teams going, oh, my God, for 3 years this guy's been sitting here and we could have used him. Now, the chance of that happening, very small, but how hysterical would that be? And then all of a sudden you're going to have all these teams like, oh, we thought we had our eye on him the whole time.
Well, beyond that, it's just like places like where my parents live will explode.
Well, that's the other
thing,
too.
People will spontaneously combust.
Right, like let's say that he ends up, Tennessee. Let's say he goes to Tennessee, and is it Tannehill right now? Let's say Tannehill gets injured, and like Mariota is, you know, he's crap
awful.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And they put in Kaepernick, and he lights it up in Tennessee.
It doesn't even matter where; it's just gonna infuriate people. I hope he makes a team because people are gonna go effing insane. Trump will talk about it like it's gonna be like chaos. All right, is
Titans have a bye week, too. How great would that be?
All right, Ted Johnson is here. He will join us for the 7 o'clock hour. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Oops, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.